This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictating a consultation note on patient Nock Nguyen. First name is Nock, N-G-O-C. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Date of birth is 8/24/1992. This letter is being written to Dr. Joanne Nguyen. First name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, address 652 East Santa Clara Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Telephone number 408-294-2868. Fax number 408-294-2869. Dear Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, thank you for asking me to see this 30-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Nock Nguyen had a reaction to crab. About 30 to 60 minutes after eating, please strike this out, we'll restart. Nock Nguyen came to our office for management of persisting urticarial rashes, period. There is history of there's history of some allergic reaction manifested by rash after eating dungeon crab, D-U-N-G-E-O-N-E-S-S, dungeness crab, period. There was no angioedema, GI symptoms, throat tightness, or any other anaphylactic symptoms. There was minor rash happening after 30 to 60 minutes. It was mostly localized on her abdomen and chest, period. Overall, she did not have any significant respiratory issues, period. She was tested to crab. She had positive, mildly positive reaction to crabs and dust mites, and sometimes dust mite positive reactions can manifest in showing positive reaction to crabs crabs, period. She also demonstrated significant dermatographism, and that possibly is the cause of her persisting rashes, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, and she was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave her enough literature on dermatographism and told her to take Allegra if needed for this persisting rashes, period. She is much improved after taking Allegra for a few days, period. We did some skin rash testing, and the reaction and results are as follows. She showed positive reaction class 2 rash to crab, shrimp, and lobster. However, by period. However, she can eat shrimp, lobster without any problem at all, and she. So I recommended to her that she can continue to eat shrimp and lobster, but stay away from crab, although that might not be as serious a problem as we think, period. Overall, I think she should do quite well, period. My final diagnosis, history of mild to moderate dermatographism manifested by urticarial rash. Number 2, positive allergy testing to crab, shrimp, and lobster. Number 3, no obvious reaction on to lobster and shrimp. And on clinical challenge, period. Number 4, mild low-grade allergy to crabs, period. She also has mild allergy to crawfish, but unfortunately, there is no available antigen there's no available antigen for crawfish, period. My recommendation would be to avoid any crawfish and crab and continue everything, other foods without any restriction period. In new paragraph, in any event, if there is any significant reaction manifested by quick onset of urticaria, angioedema, and any respiratory difficulty or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, then she should call 911 or go to emergency room, period. End of dictation on patient nocturne. Thank you.